Hello, everybody. My name's Dave Nettleton, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Cortana Analytics suite. I'm a director of program management at Microsoft. I've been working in the data and the analytics space for about a dozen years or so now. Let me start by just orienting where the set of services that I'm going to talk about today fit into the Azure platform. So we have a set of analytics and data services in Azure today, and really the Cortana Analytics Suite is the collective set of those that deliver some really sort of rather amazing value to customers to really give them an intelligent cloud that can really power analytics for their organization. So the great thing about my job is that I actually get to spend a lot of time working with customers on how they leverage data to improve their business. And this ranges from customers that want to simply reduce costs in their organization and get better insights of what's happening today, that want to provide better customer experiences based off of the data that they're pulling in, all the way through to organizations that are truly looking to transform their business by creating new business models that data and analytics provide for them. And we see customers using data across a whole range of different scenarios today, from sales and marketing, to finance and risks, to customer and channel, and operations and workforce. And some examples of that that I've really enjoyed working with customers on have been in, say, a personalized product recommendation. So an organization that was selling online fashion noticed that they were having a dip in satisfaction with their customers. And when they investigated, they found that they were recommending pregnancy clothes to women that were not pregnant, and that wasn't going down too well. So they started to gather a lot of data, refine that, bring that log data from their websites together with their data out of their existing customer relationship systems, bring it together with other sentiment and other data, and really sort of refine the data and manage it to provide much more personalized product recommendations for those customers. And it really improved the satisfaction of that customer shopping experience and improved the bottom line for the organization. Another great example is in the area of predictive maintenance. ThyssenKrupp Elevators, one of the world's largest elevator companies, manages huge amounts of elevators worldwide. And the normal way that they would have traditionally done their business was to send techs out to elevators on a regular maintenance schedule to maintain and perform maintenance on those elevators. So they would go out with a whole set of equipment, diagnostics, materials, spare parts to service the elevator. By starting to instrument those elevators, bring the data in to Azure for analytics, they're able to start to do things like predict when failures might occur and provide much more targeted maintenance and schedules out to those elevators, helping customers get a much better experience in terms of the uptime of those elevators, and also allow them to provide much better maintenance scheduling with their techs and helping them reduce costs. And actually, they can even go further than that and provide SLAs on service on elevator uptime because they now have that much more confidence on the that their elevators can be serviced to meet those sorts of requirements. Data on its own is useless. You have to be able to perform analysis on it to be eventually and ultimately take action that lets you take action to improve your business. And if you sort of start at the bottom of this picture and work your way up, it used to be that the way that analytics happened is you'd gather a set of data, produce a static report, grab a group of people, bring them together in a room, they'd look at the data, they'd decide to take some action, they would then go out of the room, take the action. It might be a one-off action, in which case they're done. Or it might be an action that they need to come back and see the results of. And if they needed to do that, then they would wait some period of time, a week, a month, gather the next set of data, come back in the room, meet, review the data. Very long process to find those insights and take that action. As people became more and more savvy about the data that they wanted to operate with, they started to gather more of it and provide really sort of interactive ways to operate and explore that data real time. So interactive slicing and dicing in dashboards and providing much more immersive experiences to find those insights in that data so that they could then take the action. Where things really start to change is if you can start to predict what will happen in the future. So data is great for looking in that rearview mirror, but if you can really start to predict what will happen in the future, it really starts to change the types of business outcomes that you can expect. You can sort of get ahead of looking at things that have failed in the past to predicting when things will go wrong in the future and taking immediate action to be able to to take advantage of those. And if you can go the full way here and actually all the way to being able to recommend and automate that action, then you've now completely automated everything that lets you go from data to action directly. And that really changes the sort of productivity that an organization can expect. Personalized product recommendations delivered out of websites in real time are great examples of that. You know, this is the sort of experience where a customer is coming in, and at the speed of a click, they want to be able to have a great immersive experience for browsing and being recommended products that really improves the customer experience and helps improve that company's bottom line. So being able to really automate that full process to go from data to decision and action really is the opportunity that we want to be able to enable for our customers. Let me use one of our customers that we've been working with in the healthcare industry to talk about how they've been delivering high-quality, personalized medical care. And I'll tell this story through a video.
The U.S. healthcare system is challenged by the task to deliver exceptional, personalized care at a lower cost. Despite spending nearly one-fifth of our gross domestic product on healthcare, we struggle to meet this goal. Financial pressures on care providers are increasing. This isn't sustainable. So how can we deliver high-quality, personalized care that patients deserve, given the cost pressures we face? At Dartmouth Hitchcock, we've created Imagine Care, a new cloud-based solution built on Cortana Analytics Suite and Microsoft Dynamics that enables providers to help patients achieve better health. With the help of Microsoft, Dartmouth Hitchcock is building a technology platform to serve healthcare organizations and patients across the country, setting a new standard for personalized care. Now, using machine intelligence, providers can develop a care plan that's unique to each patient. We can monitor patients from their homes, where data is collected from devices and sent to the cloud, to ImagineCare's 24/7 contact center, where registered nurses continually monitor a patient's health status and potentially serious trends.
Cortana, summarize health status for Ben Andrews.
Ben Andrews' weight has increased more than 2 pounds in the last 24 hours. Please review the home diuresis protocol prescribed by Dr. Phillips.
Patients get reminders and encouragement and dynamic updates to their care plans, improving their health, helping them avoid unnecessary trips to the emergency room, and reducing the cost of care. With support from loved ones and real-time interventions, there is less likelihood of readmission. With Cortana Analytics Suite and Microsoft Dynamics, we're transforming the way healthcare is delivered today, improving patient outcomes, reducing costs, and offering an unprecedented level of personalized care.
The great thing about this story is it really shows how the power of data and analytics can be really used to transform an industry as sophisticated as healthcare. Delivering high-quality, personalized care really does improve patient outcomes and help organizations really reduce the costs of that delivery. But what does it take to build this kind of a solution? So let's take a look at the services that comprise the Cortana Analytics suite. And really, our goal here is to provide an intelligent cloud platform as a set of fully managed services that let you transform data into intelligent action. In order to accomplish that, there's a set of things that you need. And I'll sort of walk through these at a pretty high level, and then I'll use a demonstration later on to drill in on a few of these. So first of all, you need to be able to connect to a whole range of different data sources. So existing business apps, applications that you've written yourselves, and then increasingly sensors and devices. Massive amounts of data is being generated from devices today, whether that be medical devices, sensors, cars. They're generating huge amounts of data today that often needs to be brought together with data out of existing businesses and business systems, such as data in Dynamics CRM, for then analytics to occur and action to be taken. So you need a rich set of information management capabilities to manage that. Services such as the Azure Data Catalog provide the ability to index all the different data sources and discover the different data sources that exist in your organization so that you can quickly find data. Azure Event Hub allows you to ingest massively scalable amounts of event data into Azure. And Azure Data Factory offers a way to orchestrate and manage all the data movement and information management tasks that would really form part of one of these complex systems. Once the data's come in, you then need somewhere to store it. And this is where the power of the cloud really, really shines for me. The cloud, to all intents and purposes, offers to customers an infinite storage and infinite compute. And with that, what can you do? Well, if you can store huge amounts of data in the cloud really cheaply and perform really scalable analytics over that, it opens up so many possibilities. But to store large amounts of data efficiently for analytics is a real challenge. We have two amazing services to help with that. The Azure Data Lake and Azure Data Warehouse are those services. So the Azure Data Lake is actually a service that lets you store petabytes of data in a massively scalable HDFS-compatible file system for analytics. And this is an innovation that actually came from inside of Microsoft that we've used to power a number of our own services, such as Bing, Xbox, and some of the telemetry behind Office and Windows, et cetera. And we're bringing a set of these really powerful, high-scale analytics, storage and analytics systems to customers. And the Azure Data Lake offers that massively scalable file system that you want to be able to do very high performance I/O over huge amounts of data. The Azure SQL Data Warehouse is the industry's first truly elastic, scalable data warehouse. So this is a traditional relational data warehouse where you can use SQL Server queries to query over your data. And the beauty of this service is that it lets you spin up the query compute power that you need and spin it down as and when you need it. So your data stays in exactly the same place, and you can spin up compute to run queries over that data as you see fit. And you can also elastically scale that compute. So you could imagine if you're running reporting or analytics over a set of data, and you're running it on, say, a weekly or a monthly basis, your data sits in your warehouse, and then you spin up the compute that you need only when you need it. In the meantime, if you don't need it, you can pause it and don't pay for it. Don't pay for that compute. So this is really the industry's first truly scalable and elastic data warehouse. On top of those stores, we have a rich set of analytics capabilities. Azure Machine Learning is a service we launched 6-7 months ago, and this really helps you bring the power of predictive analytics to your data. Very rich set of best-in-class algorithms, both some that have come from inside of Microsoft, but also fully embracing the open source community, and in particular, languages such as R, to let you write and run your analytics. HD Insight is our distribution of Hadoop running as a service in Azure. So you can walk up to Azure, start up and spin up a HD Insight cluster on Azure, run it for as long as you like, and then shut it down. And again, this is separate from the data. This is very powerful. We have customers who are storing large amounts of data that they were gathering over years. And then as they started to think about the analytics that they wanted to perform over that, they would start to spin up Hadoop clusters, run the 100 node Hadoop clusters for a week or two, and then shut them down. And the data remains until they want to do their next set of analytics. So a very powerful set of capabilities in our HD Insights offering. We have, of course, classic regular Hadoop with MapReduce, Spark, Storm. So the full ecosystem of capabilities that you want, you can spin these up on Windows clusters or on Linux clusters. So a great thing that we've been doing is really, truly embracing the OSS aspects of the analytics space and blending them with the best of breed of a set of Microsoft capabilities to give this really, truly rich and powerful suite of technologies. And then we have some more finished services like Azure Stream Analytics that lets you write streaming jobs in a very easy way with a SQL language. When it comes to consuming this data, there's a number of different ways that that data might be consumed. So, of course, we have our dashboards and visualizations through a service like PowerBI.com. Very rich, very interactive, very powerful set of visualizations that give a great experience for both reporting on and interacting and investigating your data. And then, as you saw in that video on Dartmouth Hitchcock, by leveraging something like Cortana as a personal desktop assistant, we're able to bring all of that power of analytics and deliver it in a very sort of personalized way into that work environment, right at that point where someone is looking to interact with their data, whether that be on in a customer case or as just part of some of the work that they're doing to analyze data. Cortana Analytics Suite offers this really powerful and rich set of capabilities to effectively create this intelligent cloud for analytics. that you can use to perform analytics over data for your organization. So let me switch now to a demonstration and show some of these components in action. So I'm going to talk about an example here of vehicle and health driving behavior patterns. And the interesting thing about cars is that by about 2020, 75% of cars built will be internet connected. And that will make cars one of the most powerful devices out there. Cars can generate an amazing amount of telemetry. So if you think of all the data that might be generated off a car, it's really interesting to think about what are some of the things that we might do with that data. And this can range anywhere from vehicle diagnostics to help dealers and maintenance schedules. Usage-based insurance, this is already happening today, where insurance companies are putting devices on cars to monitor the driving behavior and providing customized insurance policies based off of that driving behavior. You can also imagine much tighter control and improvement of the car itself through engine performance mapping, engine emission control, and much tighter loop control over the vehicle itself. So if I was a car dealership and I had a fleet of cars, What's some of the things that I might want to do with that? So let me switch now to show you a Power BI dashboard. So let me just refresh that page. And so this is using PowerBI.com. And I've used PowerBI.com to build a dashboard that's showing two types of data. So it's showing real-time data that's streaming in. You'll see these numbers increasing. This is a real-time feed I have going on in the background here that's showing real-time data. And then over on this side, I've got some aggregate data that's being analysis that's happening over a year or two's worth of data and is showing some sort of more classic aggregate reports. Let's just drill into a couple of these areas to see what we have, and then I'll go to into the details of how this was built. So vehicles requiring maintenance. So I can just click into here, and I've been pulling telemetry off the car, checking things like engine oil pressure, et cetera, for indicators of things that might indicate that the car might require maintenance. And then if that looks that it's the case, it shows through into this dashboard. And I can see here that it looks like I've got a set of hybrid cars that are needing more maintenance. And I can see that in Redmond, it seems to be that seems to be the place that I should be targeting. So I can use this data to say, for example, send out a personalized campaign into the Redmond district to a set of dealers to bring in a set of, say, hybrid cars and family saloons for servicing. Have the dealer perhaps prepare with all of the right parts that they need for that and just do a focused set of servicing on those cars to improve the experience. Over on the batch analytics side, the aggregate side, here I'm looking at aggressively driven vehicles. So what cars are being aggressively driven? And here we can see, perhaps unsurprisingly, that sports cars look to be the cars that are being most aggressively driven with compact cars the lowest on that. I have a map here showing that the majority of aggressive driving seems to be happening over in Seattle versus in Bellevue. So it looks like we have a lot of sports car drivers driving aggressively in Seattle right now. Okay, so what does it take to build this kind of a solution? So let's just take a look at the architecture behind this. And the interesting thing is we use this as in some of our lab sessions with customers. And in that lab session, you can go from nothing to a fully built solution within a couple of hours. And that's really a fairly amazing thing to be able to accomplish, to be able to pull in this amount of analytics, tie it together, and really produce very powerful solutions very quickly. That's a huge part of what we're looking to offer with the Cortana Analytics Suite. So when I'm building a solution like that, the dashboard I showed you had two parts to it. It had a data in motion part, real time, and then data at rest, aggregate. And I've captured that at the top and the bottom parts of this diagram. And the left to right flow here is as data comes in, the typical process is the data needs to be ingested and stored. Some form of preparation occurs, analysis over the data that is then published out to some location, and then a dashboard or some other form of consumption it runs over that data. So for the live data, the way that's wired up is we use the data coming off of the car. It goes through Azure Event Hubs. This is our massively scalable event ingest system that we have in Azure, letting you stream in millions of events per second, very, very, very scalable. And we use Stream Analytics to persist that data to storage, but we also use Stream Analytics to do some analysis over that data in terms of batch, in terms of aggregates, and also applying ML algorithms over it. So let me switch back to showing you what that looks like in Azure. This is the online portal experience. I'm using the Stream Analytics service, and I'm looking at the inputs to that service. And here I'm pulling data from an Event Hub data stream together with some reference data from Blob Storage. And what I want to do is bring that data together, join that data together, and prepare and present an aggregate for that Power BI dashboard that I showed you earlier. So let's look at the query that it takes to actually accomplish that. And this is really where the power of Azure Stream Analytics really comes to the front. So here on this screen, I've got all of the queries that I'm running and all of the code that's written to power the analytics for that dashboard. And I'll just highlight one piece here, for example. So I can see here I'm writing you with a normal SQL language that many people are very, very familiar with, selecting from an input stream a set of values. And I'm doing things like averaging the engine temperature and outputting that. And I'm doing this on a what's called a tumbling window of every 3 seconds. So every 3 seconds, a window of time will roll over. So from at the top of every minute, from 0 to 3 seconds is one window, 3 to 6, 6 to 9. And over that time, I'm continually computing averages. And that's actually quite a sophisticated piece of analytics to do. And if you had to write that in custom code, it's often hundreds or thousands of lines of code, and it's hard to get right. So we provide very powerful primitives as part of the Stream Analytics language that let you do very powerful analytics very easily. So with this very simple query, I can produce a set of analytics showing average temperature, engine temperature, oil pressure, et cetera, and show that into the dashboard. And how do I put it into the dashboard? Well, I output the data to a SQL database, and then from there I read it in that Power BI dashboard. So the other thing I'm doing with this data is running predictive maintenance algorithms against it. So how do I run my ML algorithms? Well, with a service we have called Azure Machine Learning, again, another fully managed service that we have, you can build machine learning experiments really, really easily, share them with colleagues, work on them together, and build out very powerful machine learning experiments. If you want to use the full power of R, very easy to do, and build out experiments, try them. And then crucially, we make it really, really easy for you to put these into operation. A classic problem in analytics is often that different people will work on different parts of the problem space with different tools. And when it comes to handing off the algorithms or, across either organizational or people boundaries, friction arises. It might be, oh, hey, I can't run R. I don't have it on my servers. I need to rewrite this into another language. And it takes time. And really, the power of analytics often comes from the ability to experiment quickly over the data. So with Azure Machine Learning, I can take an experiment like this, and I can publish it as a web service. I'm just going over to the web service now of that experiment. And here what I have is I have an endpoint that's hosted in the cloud that you can send data to that scores that data with the machine learning algorithm that you've developed. And we host that endpoint for you. It's scalable, it's secure, and you don't need to worry about the operationalization of that endpoint. So you can very, very quickly go from your experiment to a fully operationalized web service that you can then call in real time on a dashboard. And that's really, really transforms the productivity of our customers, where literally they're building these solutions in hours and days versus weeks and even sometimes previously months. And then to also help people get started, in the gallery, the Azure the gallery for Azure ML, we have a rich set of algorithms to help you get started. So let's just look at some predictive algorithms that we have. So here we've taken some great algorithms that our team has produced, but also that others in the other individuals have produced out there. It's a fully open gallery; anyone can publish things here, and produced a set of algorithms to help people get started with predictive maintenance. And you can very easily take one of these experiments, open it up into a workspace, experiment with it yourself, try it, publish it as an endpoint, and do this all very, 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 very quickly. So a very, very powerful set of tools to build out that real-time path. So if I go back to my architecture diagram, I've talked through the real-time path here, bringing data in through Event Hub, doing real-time stream analytics and machine learning scoring on that, and persisting the result set into a data warehouse for then subsequent showing in that Power BI dashboard I showed you earlier. So let's now look at the aggregate or the data at rest path. And here what I'm doing is I'm bringing that data that's coming in through the stream, and I'm bringing it together with a set of data from, say, Dynamics or other part of the business apps that I have in my organization. And I'm persisting it into Azure Blob Storage and using HD Insight clusters to run over that data. I'm using machine learning as part of that process, and I'm using my data lake to bring the data together, aggregate it, transform it, prepare it, analyze it, and take the result set and put it into a data warehouse. And building these data pipelines, it's quite a complex job. We worked with a lot of customers who, the way they were building these, were writing a lot of custom code. And that code, the first time you write it, maybe doesn't seem so bad, but that code becomes brittle. If you need to make modifications, you need to change that, you're changing code. If you need to copy or extend the system, it's more code. If you want to add monitoring to the system, it adds yet more code. So to really help people be much more productive and focus on the analytics that they want to do, we launched a service called the Azure Data Factory, which basically provides, again, another fully managed service to let you focus on the analytics and let us take care of running and orchestrating the work for you. So let's take a look at that service for a second. So again, I've now moved back to the Azure portal, and I'm just loading up my data factory for the connected car dashboard. So that's coming up. And here what we see is the real live pipelines that are running behind the system. So that architecture diagram, it's sort of typical of an architecture diagram. It shows either in a PowerPoint, sometimes in a Visio, sometimes on a whiteboard, how all the data flows work. But that's all it is. The truth is always in the code. And this is giving you a visual representation of what that code is actually doing. So you can see here, so from a monitoring perspective, everything is running great. But let's just drill into one part of this for a second. So let's look at the aggressive driving part of the problem space. I'm going to dig into the aggressive driving pipeline pattern. And I can see here that what I'm doing is I'm running a set of activities that are sequenced. And this is a HD Insight activity. So let's dig into that HD Insight activity and let's look at the script. And here what I'm doing is I'm using Azure HD Insight as a way to do my analytics. We can see here if I dig in, we can see here actually what this is the definition of what an aggressive car driver looks like. And it was, hey, it's anybody who's in fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth gear, I guess even, who hits the brake pedal hard and whose speed was over 50 miles an hour. So this is the analytics that we're running as part of that pipeline. And the beauty of this is that I can, from a single diagram, navigate through my entire analytics processing and pipeline. I can monitor and manage what's actually happening. If something fails, I can see that here. I can rerun it. That's a very powerful aspect of this platform. Sometimes if you wanted to rerun part of your data, often again, that's custom code that you have to go in and write custom. Here, it's literally a right click rerun to rerun parts of your data. So I see here a live view of my full analytics pipeline. So this is the overall system architecture that we have here for the dashboard. And really what I wanted to leave you with was that a lot of what we've been working towards with the Cortana Analytics Suite is bringing together a very powerful set of analytics capabilities to really improve the productivity of building analytics apps in the cloud. We'll be able to tie those in with data sources that are on-premise, but we really want to be able to leverage the power of the cloud, both in terms of its elastic storage and compute capacity, together with our ability to innovate really quickly over the analytics capabilities that we can deliver, to really offer an amazingly productive platform for building these analytics applications. So in summary, what have I talked with you about today? I've introduced the Cortana Analytics Suite, which is a fully managed set of cloud services that power the intelligent cloud. Very heavily focused on reducing time to solution for our customers. We work deeply with many customers, really helping them reduce that time to solution so that they can experiment over their data quickly, find insights on that data, and then put those insights into action in a fully automated way to really close that loop in time it takes to go from data to intelligent action. To learn more about the Cota Analytics Suite, we have a website that I provided a link to there. A whole number of these services are available today in Azure and also on powerbi.com. And coming soon, we'll have a set of pre-configured samples, including the one that I've just shown you around the vehicle telemetry analysis, that you'll be able to download and install into Azure and start using yourself. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen today.